Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back! With the Luke and Pete show. It's a Thursday. I love a Thursday because it's next to Friday, and Friday I get that Friday feel. I get very excited.
Noddy Holder at the start there.
It's sort of, yeah.
I think you've stumbled
Why
upon an impression.
Noddy Holder do a summer song, a summertime smash.
Do it again.
It's summer!
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's better than your it's been.
It's what would Noddy Holder possibly be celebrating? It's Whitsun! What do you reckon?
He could do Schools Out, couldn't he? Alice Cooper's Schools Out.
But we've only got Schools Out. That's a problem, isn't it? Yeah.
We've talked about Noddy Holder and his Christmas song. And I think him and Roy Wood, is it? The guy from Wizard?
Yeah.
I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? £300,000-£400,000 a year each?
It's not bad. However, listen, which way you slice it.
It's not bad when you consider that back in the day, they probably had a few beers, a few jars.
Yeah.
And they probably thought, let's do a Christmas song. And we'll never have to work again.
Wasn't Roy Wood in ELO?
It's possible. I think he might be right.
So, I mean, he's probably absolutely coining it in because ELO. I mean, Mr. Blue Sky in like after what was that film?
I'm not sure what film it's part of.
Eternal Sunshine, Kraken.
Oh, it's a brilliant movie.
Beautiful film.
It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah,
it obviously had a bit of a re-upping at that point, and you can't really sort of go a few days without hearing it. Really fascinating.
So he apparently founded ELO while he was in The Move with Jeff Lynne.
Right, okay.
And you said that I look like, which is disappointing.
Did I? I don't think I've ever said that.
When I had curly hair and a big beard. I think
possibly.
You said like Jeff Lynne. You commented that on one of my Instagram
cannot
posts.
I cannot believe it cut so deep.
So I don't know if he was around when they did Mr. Blue Sky, though.
Right, sure. Okay.
I think it might be a bit later on. I'm not sure, though. I wasn't expecting to talk about Roy Wood today, so I can't tell you. My knowledge isn't brilliant. But anyway, this is the Luke and Pete Show. I'll do a couple of bits of admin before we start, I think, this time around. Hello@lukeandpeteshow.com is the place to email us in anything you want to know, ask us any questions, any topics you want us to talk about. Maybe just email in with a word in the subject, and we'll talk about that word.
Yeah,
and we won't know what it is until we're in here. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Okay.
At Luke and Pete Show is the Twitter and the Instagram, which is manned expertly by our friend and producer Rory, who's still on his holidays. The little bastard. He's not little, actually. He's massive. He could do, actually. Three-story Rory, we call him, don't we? Peter, what's been going on? What you said earlier, you're a big fan of Thursdays. You're looking forward to Friday because it's a Thursday. Good for you. What's going on?
Big fan. What has been going on in my life?
Do you regret the shout that you thought that Jack Asher would win an Oscar?
No.
I'm
doubling down on it. I think it's great. People getting it, sitting in exploding musical chairs. Wee Man getting propelled over a thing. See Wee Man at the wrestling? Oh, it was good.
No? What happened?
He picked up Sami Zayn and sort of body slammed him. It was like Hulk versus Andre back in WrestleMania 2.
Very nice.
With his pythons.
Very nice.
It was astonishing.
People ask us a lot of questions about Stack and how it works. And you've just mentioned WrestleMe there. Mm. I'll tell you how it works. Pete does loads of podcasts.
Yeah.
And then we make money off them.
Can we monetize my illness somehow? I tell you what. You need to watch an Apple TV show called Severance. Severance.
Is that the theme shit? It sounds crap.
Yeah.
I've not got Apple TV. It's one of the few streaming services that neither my wife I have access to has discovered yet that she needs and that I haven't. I don't really know how to do it. How do you even do it?
Neither do I. Just download them. Just down on them sometimes.
But do you know how to... How would I even get to Apple TV?
It'll be an app on your telly. Have you got a smart telly?
Yeah, a couple of them, brother.
Well, just install the app, mate.
I put a big smart TV in the spare room so I could play PUBG, didn't I?
You didn't need to be smart, did it? Just get a monitor. Get a big curved monitor to gank frag
someone.
To frag some noobs.
Where's the word gank come from?
I don't know.
So I had a monitor for PUBG.
Yeah.
But it wasn't big enough for me to be able to do what I needed to do. I need a big screen to be able to spot people in the distance.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
So a big TV works much better.
So you need high refresh rate, 120 hertz. You need 4K display.
Yeah, all that good stuff. But the one thing I do find about my TV, I've got a TV from LG, and I've always used LG in the past. I'm not saying this for any sponsorship reasons.
No,
this is an organic mention for LG. I've always used their TV.
Ubiquitous, aren't they, LG? Like they I don't know what they did. Them and Samsung in like about 10 years ago just really flooded the market with affordable screens.
This is LG I've got. It's the very first LG I've ever had where the screen burns into the screen.
Oh, burned in? Yeah. Oh, how long did it get on? Huh? That's really interesting.
It doesn't last for that long. But if I, say for example, I'm watching an iPlayer show on it,
I
pause it, and I go and get a cup of tea, I come back, I press play, and the bar is still up there.
Interesting.
Not sure. I thought that only happened with like plasma TVs.
It only happened with CRTs used to be. If you ever went in like a betting shop, they'd always like be the 1340 from AirDoc burned in on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
But you don't see it quite as often nowadays. People are concerned about, absolute heads are absolutely concerned about their £1,000 telly burning in. There was a guy who kept his LED, AMOLED, I can't remember what it's called. He kept his switch turned on Breath of the Wild on one particular screen. And he left it on for like 300 hours.
Why would you do that?
500 hours. And he's gone, it's burned in.
Was it on purpose?
Yeah, he did it on purpose to test it out.
I thought you were going to say he did that so he could have it like as a little picture.
Little art piece.
Like people have a fireplace on their telly. You used to be able to do that, didn't you? Turn it onto a little fireplace setting. So it looks like if you're entertaining and maybe you haven't got a fireplace, flip the fireplace setting on the telly. Feels like you've got a sweet
I have seen some sort of people who have those tellies on the wall that are like kind of, they look like paintings, but they're just static. It's just static, like really nice LED panel that you press a button and suddenly turns into a telly. You're like, whoa, I didn't even realize that was telly.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Photo frames as well, isn't it?
Photo frames, yeah. There was this one that was available on Facebook Marketplace someone was selling, which was a vertical TV.
Right.
And
like that?
Yeah, like that. And at a press of a button on the remote, it goes...
Flips it around
sort of thing. So it like conserves space. You can just have a little picture on there. You can stream content from your phone. It's amazing stuff.
Someone's trying to ring you, by the way.
Oh, who's trying to ring me?
Who is it?
No, sometimes... Oh, WrestleMe starts in now.
Oh, it's a reminder.
It's a reminder. Okay. Yeah, it's, whenever you're unavailable, my phone lights up and says, Luke, unavailable. I don't know how to turn it off.
I'm quite pleased about that.
Yeah, nice to know you're unavailable.
Boy, it doesn't happen very often, does it?
Don't even try.
I'm always available, baby. I'm always on, baby.
Always available.
I'm off to the... We're recording the show a little bit earlier than when it comes out.
Yes.
I'm actually off to the Norfolk Broads on Friday.
Oh, beautiful.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Beautiful.
Well,
wouldn't
it be? It'll be the Friday before this comes out.
Yeah.
So, I've never been there before. You been there?
Norfolk Broads. Is that what you said?
Yeah. You okay?
No, I'm not. No, have I been there? Where's Norfolk Broads?
So it's like an expanse of water quite near Norwich in Norfolk, funnily enough, and you can rent a boat.
What?
And go and spend some time out on the water.
Oh no, I haven't been there.
I hope it's gonna be a bit like the Egyptians in Philip Pullman novels.
Right, okay.
Where you can kind of cruise around.
There's what's happened there then?
Probably left over from the Ice Age, is it?
I know, but look at it though. It's just massive bits of water. Oh, by the way, middle of nowhere.
Speaking of that,
playing at Norfolk Broads.
A couple of people sent in a.
I'm following this Norfolk Broads. I'm going through Brampton.
Okay.
Burg.
It's like Alan Partridge.
Ingwolf.
Thetford Forest.
Itteringham. Little Barningham.
Yes. You know, I said about my friend Phil, who saw what he saw in Loch Ness.
Yes.
A couple of people sent an explanation.
Will Penis.
Yeah.
Will Penis flopping about.
That's a bigger story.
Jackass. That's even the whale version.
There's a big whale in Loch Ness with a gigantic penis.
Yeah, and it's a normal sized penis. But
for the whale.
For the whale.
But for you and I, it's a big penis.
I wouldn't like to take it on.
Get that between two bits of plastic resin.
Get on your endoscope.
If you got that between two bits of plastic resin, you could probably do a kind of penile bridge across Loch Ness.
You could. It'd be like that big one that connects Sweden and Norway, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Was it a tunnel?
Is that made of meters?
I don't know.
That's the technical term for the shaft of a penis.
A meters. A meters.
Yeah.
Not in my case.
M-E-A-T-U-S. Anyway, so Norfolk Broads. It'd be a lot of fun, won't it? You get on a little boat with your pals and have a few beers and play
beautiful.
Some board games. And
fantastic. Who are you going with? Just your mates?
Dan, Tommy, Duncan and Jimmy.
Duncan and Jimmy. All the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Yeah, so it should be fun.
Fantastic. I'm going for a little set to in Milan next weekend.
Who with the partner you've got access
with
to?
Al. Who?
Quantum Computer Al.
Quantum Computer Al.
Yeah.
He was born in Italy. Gives all kinds of big licks that he knows how to speak Italian. We're calling his bluff people.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. And don't tell him, but I've made a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Like a shit stag do t-shirt. But it's him and Captain Tom on a t-shirt. He gets so embarrassed easily. I'm just going to wear it around town in Al's face and Captain Tom.
Is it just
on
the two of you?
No. There's a couple of others. It's just
Tom t-shirt.
Captain Tom and Captain Al together at last.
So you haven't heard from Al for the last couple of weeks because he's been like 24 hours on Duolingo.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
His chickens are about to come home.
And he did the weekend. Go, Pete, you have to know. He tried to get away like a Dwight Schrute. Oh, my German is pre-industrial and mainly religious.
People would understand it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you reckon he'll be? What will you do if he actually best?
Well, I think the last Italian conversation he had was with an Italian pizza proprietor down Holloway Road on the phone, explaining that the pizza had come back in the box, all sort of bunched up, and all he could say was, "The pizza is a ball. The pizza is a ball."
That's what you need.
All you need.
Do you know what? There's a funny story about that. So I've got to try and tell the story about naming names because I don't want to betray someone's confidence. But let's just say there was a guy who was purporting to be a Italian football expert.
Okay. Yeah.
And now people are going to listen and go, "What are you talking about, James Horncastle?" I'm not talking about James Horncastle. He is an Italian football expert.
Yeah.
He does speak almost flawless Italian, and he spent plenty of time living in Rome and around Rome. So it's not James.
You do not get a haircut like that without being in Europe
exactly,
for that
exactly.
length of time.
Yeah. And his wife is literally a scholar of like Roman history, a PhD and all sorts. Those guys are the real deal. It's not them. I know why people think it is, but it isn't. Anyway, this guy, he was, when football Twitter was bubbling up and people were kind of saying, "Oh, this is a whole new way of being a football expert."
Right, yeah.
And the best ones of those, I guess, broke through into the mainstream and the rest of them were just fucking left where they were. This guy claimed to be half Italian, spoke perfect Italian, was based in Italy, and was going to all these games and everything. And people started to suspect that it may not be the case. And one quite... enterprising kind of investigative, I mean, basically these people are journalists, right? So they're trying to find stories.
Yes.
So they're going to better get to the bottom of this one, I'm sure. Mm. And they did. And to cut a long story short, one of them called his phone, which is purported to be like an Italian phone. Mm. And it just forwarded to a woman who turned out to be his wife answering from like Yorkshire in a really broad like Sheffield accent or something, and turns out the whole thing was a complete facade,
complete ruse,
and that links back nicely to our small town bullshitters from last Monday.
Yes. And who was that footballer? Was it in, oh god, not Yerry Mina, obviously. There was a footballer in Australia who sort of pretended that he was a football expert.
Oh, Nelly Yoa.
He,
don't mention him, because every time we mention him he fucking gets in touch.
He gets into slides.
Let me call
DMs.
The show and tell you my side of the story. What, the story is that you're not a footballer and you said you were. what's going to be the ingredients into your side of the story that are going to make that difference?
He's just a vibe merchant. He makes the dressing room great.
There's nothing wrong with good vibes.
Teams have it. Yeah,
nothing
exactly.
Wrong with it. I basically did that when I played out in New Zealand. Can never get in the team. They just like to have me around. Yeah. They like to have me around.
Yeah.
Told some stories.
Now I don't believe it.
Had a beer. 10 minutes from the end of the game, if we were winning, I'd come on. Fine. I'm fine with it. I know my role. Anyway, Peter, so you're off to Milan. Anything particularly you want to see?
No, I was given. I was like, "Look, lads, I'll go anywhere. I don't really want to go to Naples again because obviously, like, I've been like three times now." I said, "I've not been to Milan. I'll happily go to Milan." And then I was like, "Hang on, have I been to Milan?" And then I was like, I looked at my iPhone. Picture me in Milan.
Oh, shit.
Going, duh, 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 duh.
Well, you're a bit of a European city break guy, weren't you?
A European city break guy. I've forgotten them all though.
Yeah,
could rediscover them.
How many lads are going with you?
Just three. Airbnb's got very expensive. We're going to hotels. We're going back to the hotel, the Commonwealth Garden Hotel. The Airbnbs are too expensive.
I'm going to Portugal in June.
Right.
With a few of my friends. I haven't seen a lot of them for ages. It's going to be great. And we're going to an Airbnb. And they've got a mechanism in the Airbnb. I said, I'll definitely come. They invited me. I haven't seen them for ages. I said, yeah, I'll definitely come.
I love it, yeah.
Whatever it is, I'll come.
Yeah.
And I booked the flights and everything. And then after I'd booked it all, they sent me the Airbnb links, like, in case you want to see where we're staying.
Yeah.
Looked at it. I noticed in the Airbnb write-up, and I've only ever used Airbnb once, ever, to go to Devon.
Yeah.
And it was fine. The Airbnb in this case has got a mechanism in the house that if the noise reaches over a certain amount of decibels,
nice.
It cuts all the electricity.
That's so clever.
So it kills the stereo, basically.
That is beautiful.
It says we're in a residential zone, you can't make so much noise. And they only activate it after 10 p.m.
Yes, okay.
You can do what you want before that.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really kind of clever.
Mm.
But it's not that clever because I remember I used to run a club night at the Windmill in Brixton.
Mm.
For those people who know London, Brixton, South London, you know what I'm talking about.
I've been in a few like nights where you can see the monitor sort of going over.
Oh, mate,
it's really annoying.
Me and my friend Duncan, who's coming to the Norfolk Broads with me, we used to book artists and we went for a phase of booking like quite noisy, punky kind of electronic bands. Do you remember the Sunshine Underground?
Yes.
We booked them.
Right.
Great lads, really great show. They must have tripped the decibel meter in the venue 4 or 5 times. Have you ever been there when that's happened?
Everything shuts off. Everything just shuts off.
And you just hear a bling, 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 like that. And then they have to fire it back up again. Don't do that again. And then if it happens again, it happens again. So the technology has existed for a while.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating.
You love a bit of that, don't you?
I do, because I'm usually the one booking the Airbnb, really. So if it gets too loud, yeah.
But it's become too expensive now.
Yeah, in kind of like more cities, there just seems to be people are sort of going, oh, I'm skint. Can I have some of our money, please?
I think we've been sponsored by Airbnb at some point in the past, so we should probably say, you know, look, maybe there's another side to the story.
Maybe there has.
Probably isn't. Yeah. Let's have a break. When we come back, we're going to do some more emails. And before we do that, we're going to do some battery brands. So very exciting. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you in a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show part two. And since it's a Thursday, we basically talk about batteries for about 5 minutes in the email section. What's been sent in this week?
You're doing it. I'm searching, right?
All right, then.
Okay.
I'll do that then. Sean Walters it's his second time emailing batteries. I have Dicky Toys and Kiddyland.
Right.
I think Kiddyland's a toy shop in Harajuku in Japan, so maybe there's a connection there. I don't know. Sean says, keep the good work, or shall I say, shambles.
Yeah, so you're the fifth person to send in Kiddyland. Kiddyland. Sure, I'm afraid. And what's the other one?
Dicky Toys. D-I-C-K-I-E.
Yeah, so you're not the first person to send those in either. Joshua, our friend Joshua sent those in. Martin sent those in. So you're at very least the third person to send those in. So
never mind.
Thanks for your effort, Sean, but you're not quite there.
That'll teach him for calling us a shambles.
I'll tell you what, though. Producer Rory's had a massive pop at Sean here. Sean also sent two other batteries in, New Leader and Vinny. Absolutely not worth mentioning. So much shade being thrown.
His head's on the beach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bailey from Kansas City. Hello, Bailey. A feeble attempt at finding a new battery brand, says producer Rory. Luke and Pete, I'm writing to you with minimal hope that I've located a new battery brand. I will admit my hopes were high when opening my new Bluetooth keyboard and finding a GP Alkaline.
Oh, now, get out.
I mean,
get out.
Good God. GP Alkaline seemed to be included with all new Logitech products. I thought about not even sending in this feeble attempt. You shouldn't have done, to be quite frank, because GP, one of the most popular brands we've had on this show. I think possibly the most popular brand, because it's in all of the Samsung stuff as well, isn't it? GP Ultra, I think. GP Alkaline.
32 times.
But then
it's been sent in.
But then I remembered what my grandma said every time she'd buy a lottery ticket. You can't win if you don't play. She even won $100,000. So maybe I can find a new battery brand. Same thing, right? Well, you know, steal some of the money, buy some cheap Chinese electronics.
And you might find a new one.
Yeah, from Alibaba.
You're the 33rd person to send those in, I'm afraid,
Unlucky
Bailey.
Barely.
So it's no
Never
good,
mind.
I'm afraid.
Lars Ellis, are new players in museums permissible? Good afternoon, guys. I mean, let's see. Emailing in to see if batteries that to be found as museum exhibits are permissible to be entered as new players. The story is that today I was exploring these sometimes quite baffling layers of the Tate Modern and came across an exhibit of items found down by the riverbank in circa 1999 next to the Tate Modern building. Among this collection is a set of Woolworths High Power Plus AA batteries of all places as part of the exhibit. Can I submit this as a new player? I do understand that there's a previous rule in place stating the brand of batteries are not to be accepted. However, my argument here is that the brand no longer exists. This could somehow circumvent this rule as the batteries are no longer to be sold in shops. Furthermore, I would put it to you that batteries are so significant that they are at an exhibit in an established London institution, the Tate Modern. These batteries should be accepted on the grounds of historical significance. Please find picture attached, Lars Ellis. Now, I would say that you have to own the batteries.
Yeah.
You have to own the batteries or know someone who owns the batteries. You can't just go on a website and go, look at this battery we haven't featured. Or you can't go in a museum and go, look at this battery we haven't featured.
Yeah.
You don't own that. You have no stake in it. Yeah. I want you to have skin in the game.
I think it has to be in an item of electronics that you've either owned or at least had access to using.
Right, yes.
So, you know what I mean?
Airbnb.
That's
if you're
fine.
An Airbnb and there's air conditioning control and there's a battery in there, you can have that.
And I think ultimately what I would like also, I agree with you, Pete, but what I would also like to say is that, I mean, it's all well and good, But Andrew Jones has already sent them in before anyway, so it doesn't matter. He sent them in on the 10th of September, my friend.
Oh,
so
well, never mind.
You are not even a new player, even while trying to circumvent all kinds of archaic rules and finding loopholes. I admire that. I like the conversation around it. We must have rulings on these types of things. However, Lars, to get yourself even out the starting blocks, my friend, it needs to be the first time we've seen it.
All right,
and on this
stuff.
Occasion, it isn't.
If you've got any battery brands that you've found in stuff, hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. Luke, can I throw at you a little email from Ollie?
Please do.
Lovely. Hi, Luke and Pete. This might be very boring, but I just listened to your podcast where you mentioned the channels like Dave TV and how they make any money, especially around original series. I did a bit of digging around this a few years back. I know I'm very dull, and it turns out Dave and other UK TV channels, Gold, Drama, Yesterday, are all owned by BBC Studios, a subsidiary of the BBC. It seems then that the BBC is selling their programmes to themselves to broadcast on commercial TV. This gives them additional revenue stream, or a additional revenue stream away from the traditional licence fee. I don't know whether that's any interest to you, but here we go. It reminds me very much of my dad sending me a childish drawing, that is a meme that he forwarded on, of a of a car. A drawing of a car, and then on the top of the car attaches sort of a big arm and then a magnet so that the car would be attracted to the magnet and therefore have some kind of level of perpetual motion without using petrol, because the car is metallic and the magnet is obviously attracting that metal. Why doesn't that work?
It's like a self-licking lollipop, right?
Self-licking lollipop, yeah.
Perpetual motion is impossible, isn't it?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of people over the years who've claimed, particularly in Victorian times, to have invented one.
Yeah.
It's quite a fascinating part of history, really.
People... Imagine if someone could unlock that power, though.
It would be good.
Maybe with a quantum computer.
Speak to Al. Is he taking it with him to Milan? I do think, I mean, to be fair to Ollie, I do think that's quite interesting. I didn't know that. And that makes perfect sense, because obviously they're always looking for new revenue streams.
Yeah.
What I would say, Ollie, though, keep it under your hat. Don't tell Nadine Dorris, because if she finds out about this, she'll...
Yep, soon downstream.
Yeah, she might want to downstream some movies, and then we'll all be in trouble. That's a very localised joke. I apologise for that to our international listeners. On that note, Peter, I think it's probably about time that we say goodbye.
I think we need to get out of here. We've got things to do, mate.
You've got to do WrestleMania.
I've got to do WrestleMania. God, I'm fun, yeah.
And I've got to go and do some other stuff. I'm not allowed on WrestleMania, am I? So
we haven't watched Day 2 of WrestleMania 38.
I haven't watched any wrestling.
I just remembered about the calendar. I did put my endoscopy on the studio bookings on Friday. So people are like, why is Pete put an endoscopy? Yeah. Why is someone having an endoscopy in the studio on Friday?
I mean, if you are having it in here, make sure you got the
record
camera.
Record it, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, you got to figure out which one it is. Up the bum or down the throat? Down the throat's fine. Down the throat's fine.
Up the bum or down the throat. Rory knows what's the name of this episode.
Yep.
And I was just going to finish by saying that we've got a lot of wrestling fans among us, our stable, because Adam from The Offensive is a huge wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of guys in the office are. You could do a big, like, super group kind of show.
I think you forget that it's always, like, people have sort of kept up knowing about wrestling. They're always like the clever people, I think. You know what I mean?
Are you being serious?
What do you mean?
Well, Mark's quite clever.
What do you mean? That's what I mean. They're always the clever
people.
You're
not clever.
I'm not saying I'm a wrestling fan, am I? I am now, because I've got...
You are quite clever in a different way.
But like, it's always the clever, intelligent, funny people, I think.
Well, you're clever because you can fix this studio, and I don't even know what you're doing, but you're the same... But you will also leave.
I don't remember this studio.
But you will also leave your glasses in the back of a taxi.
I'm having a right. Yeah, I need a book. How do I get new glasses? I've not done it for like 5 years.
We'll see you next week. Thanks very much for listening to the Luke and Pete Show. If you liked the show, please do leave us a review on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. It does really help us.
Oh, I've got so much stuff to do.
And on that note, we're going to get out of here.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions
over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.